The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In our last time together, we revealed the downfall of our nation as being rooted in the wrong kind of thinking we received in the 1900s. The lies we believe would surface in our local education systems and our national government by the 1930s. These were the first major fruits showing that destruction was on the horizon. Now it appears we are in that horizon. The administration of Franklin Delano Roosevelt would be the first to implement large amounts of socialism into our national government. Elected in 1932, Roosevelt was handed wide sweeping powers by the Congress in an attempt to come out of the Great Depression. In the name of being able to enact laws quickly instead of taking the slower but safer way of debate in the Congress, Roosevelt was given the ability to use executive orders to be able to quickly make changes to the economy. This amount of power was never before used by any president in our history. A very few voices were raised, warning us that this could lead to socialism in our nation, but they were quickly drowned out with the cry for a better economy. Roosevelt would quickly grow the national government to an unprecedented size. Though he promised in his first campaign that he would lower taxes, he did just the opposite, and he spent way beyond even the increased taxed incomes. Even before World War II started, he had already grown the national debt 250%. While many thought he saved the country, the reality is, he plunged us into a socialistic path that is now about to destroy our liberty. You see, there are no free handouts. Anytime government redistributes tax dollars into the hands of someone who didn't earn that money, it steals that money from someone who did earn it. To violate "thou shalt not steal" is a recipe for destruction. The Bible warns us, "He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption." Some would insist Roosevelt did what he did to help bring income to jobless Americans in this country. I disagree with that. There is just too much evidence that he worked with the businessmen who desired to control the world by controlling the flow of money. His own son-in-law, Curtis Dahl, wrote a book entitled FDR, My Exploited Father-in-Law. The evidence he presents is hard to refute. Even if you only take the growth in government departments during Roosevelt's administration, you have to admit he was a socialist, and socialism always ends in dictatorship. Also, Roosevelt's association with Joseph Stalin reveals his real political philosophy. Stalin was the communist dictator in Russia during the Roosevelt administrations. The unnecessary territorial concessions made to Stalin as World War II was drawing to a close leaves Roosevelt extremely suspect concerning his socialistic ideas. Anyone who can be chummy with a dictator who has killed millions of his own people in order to enslave his nation definitely thinks against biblical truth. Thus, the huge turn into socialism with Roosevelt's administration opened the door wide for the national government takeover of the economy we're seeing now. It's not a pretty picture. Is there any hope left for us? Yes, there absolutely is, but it's not found in human institutions. It's found in the light of the world, Jesus Christ. Any individual or group of individuals in a home, church, or local community who will turn to Him will find peace, provision, protection, and purpose in this insecure day. The Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.